And welcome, and we're live. And today, welcome to the Ask the Experts on Learn TV, the show where you can directly connect to the experts to get your answers answered live. Today, we're going to talk about the preview of the Microsoft build of OpenJDK. And with me today, I've got Martin and Bruno, who are part of the product team, and they're going to be answering your questions that you may have around that. At the same time, also, if we've got a little bit of a lull, I've got some really nice questions that I can lead the conversation here. So let's start a little bit with an introduction. My name's Rory. I'm a cloud advocate for Microsoft. Martin, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name's Martin Viberg. I'm the principal group manager for Java here at Microsoft. Yes, you heard right. That is Java at Microsoft. Strange things have happened. So some of you might know me as a Diabolical developer out in the Java ecosystem. I also helped co-found adopt OpenJDK. And I came to Microsoft about 18 months ago, despite saying 8 years ago that I would never, ever, ever work for Microsoft. But it is a different beast these days and an enjoyable one to work in. Over to you, Bruno.
All right. I'm Bruno Borges. I'm the principal product manager for Java at Microsoft. And I joined Microsoft in 2018. I was in Rory's team in DevRel. And I also never thought about, I'm going to be doing Java stuff at Microsoft. In fact, one of my dreams was I'm going to work for Sun Microsystems, like in the Java team there. And then I ended up in the Java team at Microsoft. So interesting how things go. I'm not diabolical at all, but I don't like YAML if you're on Twitter. So for that part, I apologize. But I got to say, Martin is not as diabolical as he makes you think he is. He's actually very nice. And all conversations that I have with him are always good. So thanks for having us here, Rory.
Great to have you here. So let's start with the reason why we're here, though, that we have the preview of the Microsoft build of OpenJDK. Now, to the audience, tell me a little bit about OpenJDK, what Microsoft announced, and then we can go through a little bit and hopefully get those questions coming in from the audience, else I can facilitate that. So what was actually announced, Bruno?
So what we announced, and we have our producers here. If you can want to share my screen, people can see right on it, right? We announced the Microsoft build of OpenJDK. It is a distribution of the OpenJDK open source project. And right now it's in preview, but fingers crossed, we're going to get into GA very soon. And you can get a Java by Microsoft for Java 11 right now. It's the version that we support. And you can try it, and you can run server-side applications, desktop applications. If you are into Minecraft, you can make it work with Minecraft. You can go and customize it if you'd like. We also have an early access of Java 16 that we are producing for testing purposes as part of our efforts to support Java on ARM devices, both on Windows and Mac OS. For the M1 chipset. So developers are welcome to look into the source code, get the binaries, install your computers and try it. And it's pretty a fun project to work with, especially from our perspective, being on the backside of it and actually turning on the knobs and making these builds going live.
Great. Martin, tell me a little bit about the process to actually have developed this tool set, though. So I hear terminology like Eclipse Adoptium and the whole process. What did it take to actually do the release?
A huge amount of engineering work and product management work as well. Building Java or OpenJDK on multiple platforms and testing it to the level where it could be trusted by millions of users around the world takes an enormous amount of DevOps and QA. So you typically start upstream at the OpenJDK project and community itself. That's where the source code lives. That's where all the development is done. And so we partner there with folks like Oracle, Red Hat, Amazon, Google, IBM, you name it, they're there. And combined together, we all work on Java itself. Oracle tends to lead a lot of the major pieces of work there and does a lion's share of the work. But increasingly, you're seeing folks like ourselves and Red Hat, putting together major ports or patches. So for example, we as Microsoft, we added the port to support Java on Windows and ARM devices, and we helped to do the same for Mac. So we start with that source code, and then the challenge that OpenJDK always had was there was never any common sort of build and test infrastructure for it, right? It was always up to each independent vendor to go and do that. And so what we formed several years ago before I even joined Microsoft was Adopt OpenJDK. And there is a common place that, again, all of the vendors tend to share in with a whole bunch of build and test scripts and DevOps pipelines and things to help build these binaries. Now, building Java, the core of Java, of course, is actually a C++ application with a bit of assembly thrown in for the hotspot JVM. And so it requires a whole bunch of native tool chains to build, you know, Windows, Mac, Linux. You then have to do code signing. You have to certify everything. You have to GPG sign stuff. And then we run about 250,000 tests per version, per platform. Functional tests, performance tests, and then compliance tests. And we pass the what's known as the technology compatibility kit. These pipelines can take up to 24 hours to run for each version platform, and then you got to do test triage, and it just goes on and on and on. So it's a huge effort, and I spoke for way too long, but it gives you an indication of how big this task is.
And I hear the passion also, and just the kind of relief that it is released now. We've got our first question from Anil, and he says, what was announced was the preview of Java 11, the Microsoft OpenJDK. Bruno, tell me a little bit about what the preview means and how people can help with feedback on the preview, please.
When we put this out, the binary that we produce is already in use in production at Microsoft. So it is production ready, but because it's a package that we are putting out for the end user, we don't want to just call it like GA right away, because we want to make sure that it works on other people's computers and other people's servers and environments, because the packages are not just, you know, not just a binary. There is also the packaging for MSI on Windows or RPM and dev for Linux and the tar.gz for Linux and Mac, and a zip file for Windows. So all the packaging is different, and not necessarily the package that we produce for end user consumption is the exactly the same that we have internally for our servers. So because of that, we are just being very cautious and saying, hey, this is preview. Make sure this packaging works for you. Let us know. And the way that people can provide feedback is going to github.com/Microsoft/OpenJDK. And that is the main repository that we have on GitHub for gathering issues and feedback and discussing with end users and customers and developers who are using our builds of OpenJDK. And in fact, because of this preview, thankfully, we got feedback and we found an issue on the macOS package that was not working right away. It required a few changes in the attributes of the file to skip some of the required settings on macOS. So we addressed that problem, which not surprisingly also happened on Adopt OpenJDK. As Martin said, we use that infrastructure, those build scripts to build our binaries. And the same problem was happening on Adopt OpenJDK for macOS. So what we did was we fixed the problem on Adopt OpenJDK first, and then we reproduced that fix into our infrastructure, which uses the same code. So it was thanks to this preview that we were able to identify a potential issue with the, at least on the macOS package, found by the community and fixed by us first on the open source project and then later on our build. So last week, we published a new update, the Java patch set update from April, quarterly releases, and that package does contain that fix. So it's still preview, and that's why we are asking people to provide as much feedback as possible and test and stress test these packages as much as they can. And if they have anything else to add or provide feedback, that URL that we go to, github.com/Microsoft/OpenJDK.
Thank you. We have another question here, and I think it's coming off what you mentioned there. There are other distributions of OpenJDK, and Microsoft has submitted one also with the expectations that people are going to use it. How is the, and this is addressed to Martin, how is the build and release cycle going to patch and release it into the Microsoft ecosystem and also remain relevant and keep up to speed with all of the other patches coming downstream if it's an upstream project? And I think what they're trying to ask is, what is unique about the Microsoft version? Are you going to patch it specifically for the Microsoft ecosystem? And how does that downstream, upstream, and release cycle going to happen? Martin.
Cool. Yeah, fantastic question. I'm going to unpack it into two different things. One is just the regular quarterly updates that we will be delivering in the regular kind of 6 month cadence of major Java releases that happens. So the whole ecosystem aligns around the quarterly, what they call patch set updates, PSUs or CPUs, critical patch updates. Now they're two subtly different things. I won't bore the audience with the details between the two, but needless to say, every quarter OpenJDK upstream, the project where all the code gets developed, they will set a GA tag on each of the versions. So for Java 8, Java 11, Java 16, Azul will do it, for example, for Java 13 and 15, which they maintain themselves. And all the downstream vendors then go off and build their specific binaries based off that. And so you can be sure that every quarter you will have all of the up-to-date security and stability patches that, you know, the whole ecosystem shares and enjoys together. On top of that, you may find that the Microsoft build of OpenJDK will also have additional patches, which we know help our customers on Azure in particular, and also help our customers that are part of the Microsoft family, so Yammer, LinkedIn, Minecraft, and so forth. Now, these patches that we will be adding, we will always attempt to put them into the OpenJDK upstream projects. So you'll always see us publicly make that attempt, discuss with the community, is this a good patch for the whole world, or is this a patch that is perhaps specifically only better for Azure, but maybe only a sort of of neutral benefit to the rest of the world? And what you'll find is that we will have a small but distinct set of changes which help our customers on Azure. We will make sure that we mark those extremely carefully in our release notes and also link to the conversation we have with the upstream project, so folks can understand why or why not that patch was accepted upstream. And typically the reason why patches are not accepted is, especially for Java 8 and Java 11, we'll focus on Java 11 because that's the version we support, is that Java 11 is a very mature and stable code base. And so even submitting a patch for a performance improvement is usually held to an incredibly high standard. So that's how we'll be operating here at Microsoft. I hope that was a very clear answer for the viewer.
No, it was. It was. It definitely was. And off the back of that, you touched on, Martin, on many different areas at Java at Microsoft. Bruno, a question for you is, where is Java used at Microsoft?
At several places. For people who are looking for buffing up their resumes and looking for a job, or just, you know, sneaking into your friend and see, like, where's this person working? You're probably looking into LinkedIn, and LinkedIn is a massive service with a very large Java backend infrastructure. And that is our primary internal customer with over 200,000 processes across several places. And what we are doing with that team is looking into how we can move those Java workloads into our build of OpenJDK. And we've been working with them to progressively move their Java services with our JVM, with our JDK. A second place that does use a lot of Java is Minecraft. So Minecraft has a service called Minecraft Realms that supports, gives gamers ability to run a server on Microsoft infrastructure instead of them hosting their own server. So they can come to Minecraft Realms and do that. and Minecraft Realms, both for the Java edition and for the non-Java edition of Minecraft, they also require Java processes in the backend. And all of those servers are running with our JDK. We have also a product called Yammer that does provide a forum-like discussion board for enterprise companies. And that platform also is heavily based on Java in the backend. So those are like the three major internal use cases that plus other internal needs. We have about 500,000 JVMs deployed in production. Over those JVMs, we have something about 150,000 already running on our beautiful OpenJDK. Besides those three, we also have a few Azure components that do a lot of messaging and queuing of customer requests from Azure infrastructure that go through Kafka-based and other systems, Zookeeper. There are all a bunch of open source projects based on Java. So those JVMs are also working with our beautiful OpenJDK. So what is really important about this message is Java is critically important for Microsoft business, for Microsoft to run its own business and its own needs. And the scale of it is as large as any major company. So customers can really trust that we are not just throwing out a binary because we were able to git clone and build a binary. We are really like putting into production and testing and stressing and scaling at the same size that many major companies are doing.
Thank you, Bruno. Wow, that number still shocks me, 500,000 JVMs, Java Virtual Machines. So two new questions that have come up, and we touched on this a little bit, but a question for you, Martin, is how long will Microsoft support Java 11, hot off the press and on people's lips? And then will you release other versions of the JDK? So a two-part question, how long for Java 11, and then what other versions are going to be released?
Sure. Again, great questions. Bruno, actually, I'll get you to, if you can bring up the support timeframe slide just behind the scene while I talk to the second question. We will be following, generally speaking, the LTS releases for Java. So we are, of course, supporting Java 11 today. We're doing an early access version of Java 16 to prepare for the long-term service release, which is 17, which is coming out in September. We'll then follow suit with Java 23, Java 29, and so forth. So those are the versions we'll be supporting. And then I'll pass over to Bruno, who can talk about the support timelines for those.
Yeah, so the consensus of the industry of all other OpenJDK vendors is to provide roughly a support of 6 years for every major version of Java that is considered LTS. Again, a consensus over the vendors. Technically speaking, every version of Java is GA, every version of Java is production ready, and every version of Java is supported. Now, the idea of long-term support for how long a company may work on patches and provide support, that is what long-term stands for. Some companies provide mid-term support, like Azure Systems, for interim versions between the consensus LTS versions. Microsoft, because of what we've seen with customers and internal needs, we don't expect, or at least don't plan right now, to support other versions other than the consensus LTS releases. So as Martin said, that will be Java 11. That will be until 2024. And then as soon as Java 17 gets released, we will support that for 6 years until 2027. And then when Java 23 is released, we're going to support that until 2030. I got lost there. But we're going to support for 6 years as soon as Java 23 is released. So that is roughly the plan that we are working at. But rest assured that customers can hit Microsoft.com/OpenJDK. As soon as we announce the GA of Microsoft Beautiful OpenJDK, we will be providing details on support policy, support lifecycle, timeframes, etc., for how long we're going to support each version and how customers can get support that as well if they are Azure or Azure Stack customers and with other qualifying support plans.
Great, thank
you. And also add the little, I'll add the little footnote here as well as that it's, you know, until at least 2024, right? Or until at least 2027 or until at least 2030, whatever that time is going to be. So that's kind of the minimum support years we'll be putting down as a starting point.
Yeah, this is to say that, you know, if customers say, hey, can you support a little bit more, we might look into that.
Okay, great, thanks. So that's looking forward. Let's look back a little bit also. So, you know, I remember when Java 8 was released and, you know, lambdas and, you know, people were actually scared of lambdas, you know, syntactic sugar in some way. But we still have a lot of customers and tool sets running in Java 8. How will we support Java 8? And then also just touch a little bit on the if you a customer is using the Azure Open JDK, will they get support? Maybe if I can ask Martin this question. Will we support Java 8? And also if they're using an Azure version of the JDK?
The very short, simple answer is yes, but there's a more complex answer behind that. So we at Microsoft, we believe in modernizing Java workloads, right? And we really want to work with all of our customers, both internal and external, to actually modernize to Java 11 and beyond as soon as possible. And there are lots of great benefits to do this. You know, it's performance, security, developer productivity. You know, I could give a separate talk for about an hour on those topics, but it's very much out there, and it's why we see our first party customers, for example, you know, eagerly jumping towards 11. In terms of supporting Java 8, what we will be recommending officially going forwards is we'll be recommending that folks can use Eclipse Adoptium. So that is the new home for Adopt Open JDK. It's moved to the Eclipse Foundation. Microsoft is a strategic member, so we chair the working group and we partner there with Red Hat and IBM and New Relic and a whole bunch of other vendors there to make sure that, you know, those are also rock solid professionally built Java 8 binaries coming out of there. For the Azul story, Bruno has this down pat. He's got the better devil in the details than I do, so I'll pass that one on to him to answer.
So customers can rest assured that whatever application they have already deployed on Azure will continue to work. They don't have to do anything other than stay tuned for updates of JDK after we do the announcement of our GA and how customers can get further updates of Java from a different vendor. In our case, Microsoft Build Open JDK and Eclipse Adoptium. But Azul System provides Zulu distributions that customers are more than welcome to go and pull those binaries from the Azul website and deploy them if these customers want to continue having Zulu as their JDK of choice. And they can do so in several Azure services. For the Azure services that we manage the JDK on behalf of the customer, the distributions that we're going to use are the Microsoft one for Java 11 and Eclipse Adoption for Java 8. But again, customers don't have to worry about their applications being shut down or restarted, anything like that. The binaries from Azul are great, are production, are stable, and they just announced a new patch setup date following the April release that will soon be available. I think it's already available on the Azul website for the Azul for Azure website, but it's going to be also made available on the managed services where we still use the Zulu JDK as the default choice. But in the future, that will change, but customers don't have to worry that that we're going to make a lot of the work for them. So no application disruption, no business interruption. Everything will continue to work as is. And customers will have a lot of choices. They can continue with Azul. They can move to Microsoft Build Open JDK. They can use Eclipse Adoption. They can even go to other vendors if they prefer. Bellsoft is another company. Oracle themselves provide JDK support. So Red Hat, also another partner that we have. So customers have a lot of choices, and that's the good thing about the Java ecosystem. That's the good thing about open source. Freedom of choice, and customers can select whoever they want to work with.
Great. Thanks, Bruno. So we've got another question here. So the licensing around the binaries, and then I'm going to throw in a question there also around the source of that, though. So question for you, Martin, how are these binaries licensed? And also, I know it's in the works, when and how will the source of all of the tool sets be made available?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great question. So the license is the same as OpenJDK upstream. So that is the GPL version 2 with the class path exception. To the layperson, that means you can take the Microsoft build of OpenJDK, you can put it anywhere, you can run it anywhere, and there is no restrictions. It's free as in bear and free as in use. So that is hopefully the simple answer there. The source code will be made available today already in our website as a tarball for now, but we will be making it available all laid out nicely in our GitHub repositories, and we will welcome people to take a look through that source code. Even contribute if they should wish to do so. We will happily discuss any contributions with folks who want to add some value to Microsoft's build of OpenJDK specifically. Again, great. You know, we will discuss with that person to try and upstream those patches. But yeah, they'll be more than welcome to join in.
Yeah, I want to add that. So you can look at my screen here. When you go to the Microsoft.com/OpenJDK website, you're going to see at the bottom here all source code. It's a tar.gz. And what this source code is basically OpenJDK 11, the source code of OpenJDK 11, plus one patch that we apply that is listed here in our release notes, the JDK 8250902, which is an implementation of MD5 intrinsics. In other words, it makes MD5 faster. And you can look at the source code of that patch. You can look at the changes that we apply and how you can enable these things, this flag for your testing. So the reason we are applying this patch in our build is because we have some needs for this internally, and we are sharing this with the community. And the reason this is still not in the OpenJDK upstream source code is because it's still awaiting, as you can see here, it's still awaiting to be backported into the 11 branch. It is fixed for Java 16, but it's waiting to be backported into Java 11. So Microsoft provided the patch, Microsoft and Oracle and the OpenJDK project accepted the patch into 16, but it's awaiting to be merged back into 11 on the upstream branch. And that's another process that we just have to wait. But because we have our needs, we cannot wait that much. So that's why we apply this patch into our JDK. And this is something that has been happening in the industry for a while. Amazon does this with Gredo. Red Hat does this with their builds of OpenJDK. Azure does this with Zulu. So it is a common trend. It happens on Linux distributions. It happens on other open source projects. So what we are doing here is very common in open source, and we hope that everything that we patch and we upstream gets backported as fast as possible. But in the meantime, customers and developers are more than welcome to use our JDK.
Great. Thanks, Bruno. We have a little bit of time left. If they want to get involved, if they want to reach out to the Microsoft team, we put the link there through how to download. How do they actually get involved? And is there any link that you have that they can submit patches? How do they go about helping us build wondrous experiences for our developers?
You go ahead, Bruno.
Yeah, for Microsoft Build OpenJDK, that's on github.com/Microsoft/OpenJDK. But if you want to contribute to the OpenJDK project, that's openjdk.java.net. And we are more than welcome to help customers and developers who don't know how to do the OpenJDK process. Just come to our GitHub repo, and we're going to try to provide you some guidance as much as we can. But openjdk.java.net is the place to go to contribute to the Java platform.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So thanks for joining us today. Check out the links that we have put on. This is going to be available on demand with a lot of more episodes coming up soon. Thank you so much, Bruno. Thank you so much, Martin, for your time today. We learned a lot. And we look forward to hearing about the usage of the tool sets from our customers and clients. Thank you, everyone.
Cool.
Bye.
Thanks all. Bye-bye.